For most people, summer is synonymous with vacation. But for the people making a living off of those vacationers, the season is all business. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt takes us to the middle of the Delaware River.
On a mild stretch of river just south of Frenchtown, New Jersey, you'll find the perfect blend of classical elements. There's water, wind, and fire.
When I go on the river to this day, all my problems go away.
That's Greg Krantz. He's responsible for the fire part. In the late 80s, a local businessman came to Krantz with a problem. The businessman rented tubes to people who would float down the river and sometimes trash the place in the process. The people who owned fancy homes on the Pennsylvania side of the river weren't exactly happy with him.
They were complaining that people would, during a storm, would go across their property or they would bring coolers or alcohol.
The businessman told Krantz he should open a hot dog stand in the middle of the river. It would tempt the tubers to stay toward the other bank instead of crisscrossing all over the neighbor's property. Plus, it would keep them from bringing their own food and trashing up the river.
I said, nah, that's a crazy idea. And then he brought it up again a week or two later. And we said, all right, we'll give it a try. And that's when we were all joking around. Oh, yeah, we're going to be the famous river hot dog man. And we went out and did it.
Over 31 years, Krantz has become kind of famous, at least among the thousands of tubers who float by his stand on summer days. The business started on the banks of a small island, but today, he and his family sell hot dogs, burgers, nachos, candy bars, chips, and sodas from a floating barge in the middle of the Delaware River.
Can you get a hot dog, chips, and a drink?
Yeah. I've had J.O.B.'s, and I never want to go back. My office is, you know, usually the boat.
These days, Krantz has ceded a lot of the work to his four sons. Matthew is the chief operating officer.
I'm a hot dog man, but he's the original hot dog man.
15 years ago, the family opened their own tubing business, Delaware River Tubing. Together with a hot dog stand, they make enough money to get by. But it can be a fickle trade.
Our weekend business is 60% of the organization, so if we lose 2 weekends... that hurts us big time. I mean, we're only dealing with 12 solid weeks of operation.
Matt's salary can fluctuate wildly from year to year based on how good the weather is on those 24 days of weekend during the summer. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
River taketh, river giveth.
So how does the famous river hot dog man stay sane given the crazy swings in his bottom line?
I don't handle the sanity all too well. Take pills for that.
And working on the water, it turns out, is its own form of medicine.
It still has that soothing effect on it. So if you haven't been out there and you haven't tried it, you need to. And you need to come with us. You need to see the hot dog man. You need to kick back, listen to some music, and let your kids tear the place up. We don't care. They can't hurt it.
But Krantz says this is more than a business pitch to him. He considers tubing a form of what he calls conservation by immersion.
We need the Delaware, and everyone needs to appreciate it. So what I mean by immersion is people come, they go in, just letting them have that experience, seeing how clean it is, pristine. Hopefully thousands of people go back home and realize how important it is to keep it that way.
One dip in the Delaware, Krantz says, and you'll appreciate everything the river offers. And of course, you can't appreciate anything fully on an empty stomach. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.